North Derbyshire Radio at Why Not Festival. We are so close to the end now. The weekend has gone in the blink of an eye and another year has gone, but still lots of great music still to come. Madness still, of course, yet to headline later on today and close the festival. And a little band called Shed 7 as well, doing a bit on that big stage. Rick is with us now. Good evening.
Hello, that little band, Shed 7.
The little band that got two number one albums in a year last year.
And only 19 other acts have ever done that since 1952 when the charts started. So we're in elite company, because weirdly, I mean, if you think about that, it's like over 70 years and only 20 acts have ever done that. So when we're talking the Beatles and we're talking Elton John and ABBA and Queen and Presley and Sinatra and Shed 7.
It's incredible, isn't it?
And we are the only guitar band on that list, so it is absolutely amazing.
And you had to wait for it. It was nearly 30 years. Six albums.
I do think Shed 7 should be on school curriculums. You know, just simply for the fact that if you have the never give up attitude, self-belief, perseverance, anything can happen. Absolutely. We should be in textbooks.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you're almost at your height now, in a way, which I suppose nobody would have thought of, because back in the day, obviously, you were absolutely huge and carried on going, reformed and everything else. But then, you know, this, we're talking 2024, two number one albums, 2025, Glastonbury. It's been in a, I want to use the word revival, I suppose.
Well, we are the Benjamin Button of rock. That's what we are.
I love that.
The thing is, as I've just touched upon, you know, we love what we do. So you deal with the things that are thrown at you, and you do how you feel fit. But we're very lucky, because not a lot of bands get that. So to still be here, I mean, me and Paul met when we were 11. We started writing songs together when we were 12. So this is way before Shed 7. So it's all we've ever known. So to get the opportunity to be able to do it, and get to look at people who were watching you singing every word back at you, is just an amazing experience. And then you get to get a little bit drunk after, and then you go home and get paid for it. I mean, it's a win-win-win-win-win, isn't it?
It's awesome, isn't it? On that subject, I don't know if you've been here long, if you're sticking around, who's the artist, apart from yourselves, that you're looking forward to the most?
Well, I'd like to see a bit of the K's. Congratulations on them getting to number one. I can't watch them because I'm talking to you. I'm doing video messages for your dad, and I'd like to see a bit of Franz, I'd like to see a bit of Madness. It depends how long we're sticking around for, because we've been away for a bit now, so it'd be nice to get home tonight.
On that note, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for your time.
I didn't mean it.
No, sorry, I've run out of questions.
Good man. No,